Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Amen. How's everybody doing tonight? Am I on? I got more wires coming out of me over here. Praise the Lord. Well, it's good to be in the house of the Lord once again. I tell you, oh good, he's got my PowerPoint up. We're going to be looking at the PowerPoint, so if you guys want to get on this side, it's up to you. But what we're going to do is we're going to continue our series, God's Word Under Attack. And if you would, stand with me, we're going to read the opening scripture, Luke chapter 8, verse 11 through 12. Luke chapter 8, verse 11 through 12. Are we there? Mm-hmm. It says, now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear, then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. Let's pray. Father God, it's once again that we come under the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord God, we just come seeking to hear from you tonight. Lord God, our prayer always is that I decrease and you increase. We pray that they hear the message and not see the messenger. For it's in your Son, Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Who stealeth away the word? Satan. What did Satan say to Eve in the garden? Genesis 3:1.
Surely.
Did God say?
Yeah. Did he say? So, last week we did a study of the King James versus the NIV and the ESV. Well, tonight we'll like to tackle the New King James Version. Now, this one's a little trickier. And it's because it's a little more deceptive. So let's go to the next slide there. What is a counterfeit? Anybody ever heard of counterfeit money?
Fake.
What is the purpose of a counterfeit? Get something for nothing. You ever go to a grocery store or a store where they take a marker and mark your money to see if it's real? What are they checking for? Counterfeit. Read that definition. Who would like to read that?
To imitate or copy closely, especially with intent to deceive.
Wow. To imitate, copy closely, especially with the intent to deceive. Now, we think about the New King James. It came out with a couple things that it was going to do. They were saying that it was a King James Bible. But we see that that was partially true. The next thing, they say it was based on the Textus Receptus, which is partly true. A whole truth presented, well, a half truth presented as a whole truth is an untruth. Would you agree there? Now, also think about the word new. If it's new, is it the same? I don't think so. So there you go.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.